Welcome to this week's edition of the Wipro Cybersecurity Podcast. I'm Evan Schumann. Today, one of the nastiest threats to enterprise security would be phishing attacks. These attacks, not especially complex or sophisticated, but their power is that they trick end users into revealing their credentials, and there is no way to stop people from acting stupidly. Or is there? Passwordless systems have many advantages, but one of them is that they effectively block phishing attacks by simply making the credential unknown to the end user. They can't be tricked into revealing that which they don't know. Passwordless systems also deliver superior defenses, reduce end user friction, improve efficiency, and start the path to true zero trust. The most common approaches for passwordless are behavioral analytics, biometrics, and physical tokens, such as FIDO devices. Joining us today to explore the enterprise implications of going passwordless is Ashish Chandra, the senior partner and the global head of digital identity at Wipro. Ashish, let's start by looking solely at the defensive capabilities of a passwordless approach. How much more secure is it?
So let us understand what are the problems with the password, right? The first problem with the password is that, you know, there are numerous number of passwords across the personal and the enterprise and, that a user touches every day, right? And hence, password management is a nightmare. And there are statistics which shows that a user reuses the passwords with little variance, and hence they are very susceptible to a particular attack. How do we solve this problem, right? Like, so primarily if the password management is a big problem, right, can we ease out for the user and make it more, you know, frictionless, better user experience, where we can have the user not use the password, not manage the password, and hence, you know, bringing the risk down from a, you know, a breach perspective, right? Primarily, like once we have a passwordless solution, a user never uses his password, never resets the password, never manages the passwords, and the password is managed by the system and as per the organization password policy with a particular frequency where the system will rotate the password, right? And hence the passwords that are stored can be very strong, but the friction is taken away because the user is not remembering or using the password. And hence, this brings down the entire, risk, I would say, to a considerable level. But the question could be then, what is the solution, right? Like, we know that MFA has existed, multi-factor authentication has existed for very long, right? But what are the challenges with MFA, right? And we all know that the MFA is a mandate as per the presidential order that came from a zero trust perspective, right? But is MFA good enough, right? So there are attacks like, you know, push bombing, right? So which is basically like you have a OTP, right? You have a normal mechanism of MFA, right? Those can be attacked, right? And hence, the solution to take it completely passwordless, right? Where passwords are taken away, and you have a mechanism to use biometrics as a second factor, and you take away the push bombing, attack also away. That helps you to have a very secured solution from an identity perspective.
Let's drill into the primary approaches here. So let's start with the first one. What would you say is the pro and con of BA, behavioral analytics?
So let me put it this way, right? So behavioral analytics is a level where you take the traditional MFA to a next level, right? You are doing a more of a adaptive MFA, right? So what you are looking at is like you are adding certain factors, whether it is a geolocation or the behavior of the user, right? So that strengthens the MFA controls further. And in overall, if I have to answer your question, Evan, from a strength perspective, the MFA solution helps to reduce the friction, helps to improve the user experience, right? And, you know, takes away the static password, right, that is there. And hence, you know, helps organization to become phishing resistant, right? So that these are the strengths. But you know, from a weakness perspective, I can say, like, I'm talking about the MFA, right? As I said just a minute before about push bombing, right? The traditional MFAs are prone to push bombing, right? And hence, you need to look at the passwordless MFA. And that is what we are talking about, you know, how passwordless scenario can be implemented, and you are not using the first factor at all, and strengthening the overall identity security for an organization. You know, behavioral analytics is part of, you know, the identity solution, right, as it is part of some of the other cyber domains also. But from an identity perspective, we are looking at the behavioral analytics, to strengthen the multi-factor authentication, right? And it is called adaptive authentication, right? Where you are adding, additional factors like, you know, the geo-sensing, right? Where the user is logging from, right? What time the user is logging in, right? Those particular aspects strengthen the MFA further, right? And hence, you know, the biometric and the behavioral analytics, right, are work together, right? The biometric is a way of multi-factor, but once you add the behavioral analytics, it becomes an adaptive MFA, right? So let me put it that way, right?
Wipro has recently partnered with passwordless security firm Secret Double Octopus. What did they add to Wipro's passwordless capabilities?
We have partnered with Secret Double Octopus because they provide a very unique proposition in providing the passwordless solution for the overall enterprise. What I mean by that is, like, we know large organizations have heterogeneous environments, which means like they have multiple operating systems, whether it is Windows, Mac, then, you know, different sorts of infrastructure that could include, network switches, and multiple different infrastructures, and then, you know, various application types, which could include legacy on-prem applications or cloud applications, which are next-gen. So we have seen that there are many solutions in the market which provide passwordless experience for some of these environments/applications. SDO provides a unified solution and a unified passwordless experience across all these heterogeneous environments that I talked about.
Despite the fact that the overwhelming majority of enterprise CISOs buy into the advantages of going passwordless, many still face a lot of resistance from both end users and fellow C-levels on abandoning passwords and PINs. How should a CISO combat this inertia?
Right. So what we have seen is that, you know, CISOs understand the need for going passwordless. As part of their zero trust strategy. I have seen that there are many CISOs and organizations who have started on the passwordless journey, but you know there are certain apprehensions and you know the perception that a traditional MFA is good enough for now, right? Because they feel that this complies to it complies to certain standards like NIST, PCI, and ISO. Right. The second is the organizations have multiple MFA solutions already in the organization. So they feel that, you know, that is good enough. And hence, you know, the challenge that I have seen CISOs facing is that, you know, they start on the journey. They feel that, you know, the current MFA solution will take them on the passwordless journey. And they start, they're able to bring the passwordless experience in, say, the modern applications, Windows-based OS, right, and some of the other solutions. However, they are not able to bring the consistent experience across different heterogeneous environment and applications that they have, right? So that is the biggest challenge that the CISOs are facing today. And my recommendation is, you know, whenever I meet a CISO, and we talk about the zero trust strategy and how, you know, they should look zero trust from a digital identity perspective, I always recommend to look at passwordless as a journey. What that means, right? I try to just decipher it primarily, like, you know, what happens is, like, you know, there are steps to reach the passwordless state, right? So what an organization should do is they can use an existing MFA solution, right, and enable the passwordless MFA for a pilot, like, you know, as a pilot program, I would say, right? So first is do the passwordless MFA using the platform authenticator and run it as a pilot program. That's step number one. Second is you transition those pilot users into a passwordless state, right? What that means is you take the password management, which includes your changing the password, rotating the password, managing the password as per the policy, right, away from the user. And SDO takes over managing the password, right? So with that, you will reduce the user visible password surface for a user within the organization for those pilot users. And once you have that successful, you roll it across the organization and to a state where end users are no longer generating or managing their passwords. And hence, it becomes a complete passwordless journey.
For the Wipro Cybersecurity Podcast, I'm Evan Schumann. Have a secure and compliant week.